This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 359.5, down 3.75. December corn, 371.25, down 3. March corn, 384.25, down 2.75. August soybeans, 1250, up 13. September soybeans, 1099.25, up 2.75. November soybeans, 1078, down 2. September wheat, 561.5, down 6.5. December wheat, 579, down 7.75. March wheat, 599, down 6.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Thursday afternoon. Grain prices are suffering from favorable weather, which means big yields. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed, ranged from 349 to 367. Soybean bids were up 2 to 15 cents at 1228 to 1262. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 4 cents lower at 346 to 368, but soybeans were 2 to 18 cents stronger at 1223 to 1268. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 3 cents lower at 350 to 370. Soybean bids were down 2 to 7 cents at 1192 to 1260, and the wheat bids mostly 6 cents lower at 474 to 522. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids ended mixed, ranged from 1248 to 1278. Basis ended steady to 10 cents stronger, ranged from 170 to 200 over the November. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 430.60 to 440.60, which was $2.60 per ton higher, and basis steady, ranging from 40 to 50 over the August. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 4 cents lower at 367 to 390, with basis steady range from 7 to 30 over September. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at 378 to 385, with basis up 3 to 5 cents at 18 to 25 over September. Soybean bids ended mixed at 1208 to 1283, with basis steady to 5 cents stronger at 130 to 205 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 4 cents lower at 385 to 390. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 2 to 7 cents with quotations at 1208 to 1280. Soft red or winter wheat 6 cents lower at 514 to 527, while the Milo ended 3 to 5 cents higher at 389 to 422. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 333 to 343. New crop soybean bids 1028 to 1061. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 332 to 345, with the new crop soybean bids at 1032 to 1059. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from 335 up to 351, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 1044 to 1063. That completes our grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, $155.55, down $3. October live cattle, $153, down $2.95. December live cattle, $153.25, down $2.65. August feeder cattle, $218.32, down $3. September feeder cattle, $217.72, down $3. October feeder cattle, $216.97, down $3. August lean hogs, $115.22, down $1.17. October lean hogs, $10.025, down $1.95. December lean hogs, $91.82, down $2.97. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture, bringing you Thursday the 7th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.15 lower in the range of $105 to $117, with the weighted average carcass price of 114.25. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded 80 to 86, 4 to 5 weights 83 to 90, 5 to 6 weights 86 to 93, and 6 weights and up 90 to 96. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $78 to $84. Receipts for Illinois hogs so far today total 10,316 head. And in the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 160 to 164, and on a dress basis at 255. Heifers on a live basis traded at 164, and no reportable trade on a dress basis. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 308 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 126.42, and that was 11 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were 262.41, and that was 44 higher, with select carcasses at 255.26, that was 51 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000. That compared to 115,000 last week and 121,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 407,000. That compared to 405,000 last week and 415,000 a year ago. Now for the opening report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 388 head. Trade was active, demand good. Slaughter steers and heifers were $4 to $6 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers a dollar higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were $156.50 to $162. Choice slaughter Holstein steers $143 to $151, and choice slaughter heifers were $153 to $161.75. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.65. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.49. August corn delivered to Scottville, $3.56. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.49. August beans delivered to Greenfield, $12.18. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.58. August beans delivered to Scottville, $12.07. September beans delivered to Scottville, $10.58. August wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.91. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.65, corn at Scottville is $3.56, beans at Greenfield are $12.18, beans at Scottville are $12.07, and wheat at Scottville is $4.91. The majority of the U.S. annual corn harvest is put into storage. Whenever a bumper crop is expected, the question pops up, where will it all be stored? Todd Gleason has more.
The question is really not so much where will the corn be stored, but who will own it while it is being stored. University of Illinois Ag Economist Darrell Good weighed this problem in his July 29th weekly outlook. You can find it on the Farm Doc Daily website. Here's how Good lays out the problem. He says that portion of the crop that has not been sold can be sold at harvest for someone else to store, or the producer can store the crop either on the farm or in commercial facilities. For the portion of the crop stored by the producer, the second question is whether the stored crop should be priced for later delivery or held unpriced.
That decision is influenced by the magnitude of the carry in the corn market, the cost of storage, and expectations about the change in corn prices. For corn that is stored and priced for later delivery, the price for later delivery obviously needs to exceed the cost of storage. For forward cash sales, the difference between the forward bids for alternative delivery dates and the spot bid can be compared to the cost of storage to determine the net returns to storage.
Let's deal first with basis. This is the difference between the price offered for corn in the lead month futures contract and the local cash bid.
Basis levels and basis patterns vary considerably by location, so that an example of the likely returns to storage that is representative of all locations is not possible. In central Illinois, our average harvest bids on July 25th were 31 cents under December futures. With a July-December spread of nearly 27 cents, the average harvest bid was 58 cents under July 2015 futures. If that basis is near negative 10 cents in mid-June 2015, as it was this year, then the market is offering about 48 cents return for corn that is hedged and stored from harvest until mid-June next year.
With interest cost of about 11 cents, that's the value of the crop multiplied by the value of time, otherwise known as interest on the value, the return to storage is positive if the storage costs are less than 37 cents. That's for grain stored in the elevator where the costs are higher, says Daryl Good.
With out-of-pocket on-farm storage costs likely to be considerably less than 37 cents for most producers, there is very strong incentive to fully utilize the on-farm storage capacity.
So the corn market is currently encouraging farmers to store the crop. This decision could be made now with forward sales or by hedging in the futures market. However, Daryl Good says the opportunities today are unlikely to disappear anytime soon, so long as the crop expectations for corn remain big. Really, the question then is whether or not to act on the sale. Good doesn't think so. He says the big crop year patterns tend to bottom prices in the fall and then to build higher into the spring. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
This year will mark the fourth year that the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders have done their Grain for Groceries drive. I spoke with Heath Houck for more on Grain for Groceries.
Last year was our best year that we've had so far in the 3 years that we've done it. We were able to raise over $8,000 and give all that money to the local food pantries, and it was a big success. We tried to push it harder last year, and we're going to continue to try to ramp it up this year, and hopefully we can, even with commodity prices seeming to fall some, hopefully we can still help out and give back to our local food pantries.
And I hear that you guys are being honored for your Grain for Groceries efforts.
Yes, we are. Actually, this evening, I'm going to be heading over to Effingham to the CEFS annual meeting, and I'm going to be accepting an award of excellence for community service projects. Montgomery County CEFS was nice enough to nominate us for this award, and we were able to win. We were able to be awarded this for our donations to the CEFS food pantry there in Montgomery County. So That's something that's really nice to be, you know, to be recognized. And we're not for the recognition, but it never hurts.
And if it weren't for all the farmers that donated grain last year, you never would have gotten this recognition.
That's right. I mean, we can't, Montgomery County Farm, the Young Leaders, we're in charge of the program. But like you say, without our support from the farmers in the county, we would never be able to get the donations that we get. And it's just been nice to see that every year that we've had this program, that we have, other than the year of the drought, which is understandable, we've been able to raise more money. And I don't know, this has always been something that's near and dear to my heart, to give back to the food pantries. And I believe a lot of the farmers in the county also believe the same thing, and it's nice that they give a portion of their crop back. And hopefully this year, with the rain that God has blessed us with here last night, getting a little dry, I hope that many guys will go ahead and donate again this year.
And there is a little bit of concern with donations this year, I assume, because the price of the crops has dropped so much as compared to last year.
Right, but at the same time, I mean, those things are out of our control, and you know, we've got our goal would again, I would say, be, I would like to see it in that $10,000 range again, maybe, and try to increase it again this year. And I know that it's going to take more grain, but there's a lot of farmers in the county, and I feel like if everybody were to give a small portion of that back, it wouldn't be it's not out of the realm of the possibility of exceeding last year's donation. So, you know, it is what it is, and commodity prices hopefully will bounce back. We probably won't see near what we've seen the last few years, but, you know, all we can do is hope for the generosity of the farmers in the county, and I know that they will know that they'll come through with that, and we'll have another, it's not a doubt in my mind, that we'll have another successful year again this year.
Well, sounds great, and best of luck to you. Now, for those who still are not sure about what Grain for Groceries exactly is or how it works, can you go over how the whole thing works?
Sure can. It's really a simple process. As you go to the elevator this fall, all the elevators in the county are participating. And basically, when you go in, you can tell the clerk in the scale house there that you'd like to donate, whether it be 5, 10, 100, whatever amount of bushels of that load that you're bringing in, you can donate that. Just tell them that you'd like to donate to the Grain for Groceries drive, and it's really as simple as that, because then they'll take care of the rest of it. And like I said, 100% of that money that is raised goes back to our local food pantries. And so it's a simple process, and I just want to just ahead of time there, you know, thank everybody that's given in the past, and also, you know, like I said earlier, that if every farmer in the county were to just give a small portion of their grain to this program, it's definitely going for a good cause. And if everybody would just think hard about it, even if it's only 5 or 10 bushel, you know, every little bit, every little bit counts. And just want to kind of ahead of time thank those that are going to donate, and we hope that we definitely exceed our goal this year.
Again, that was Heath Houck with the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.